Anthony with an I, an MRL show staffer, former intern, is in the studio, and he has plastic all around him.
What's going on, y'all?
So we were talking about this guy. He's a legally blind barber, and he was awarded $100,000 by the Massachusetts Commission after he said that he was wrongfully fired from his barbershop that he worked at. He'd been working at Tony's barbershop, and the boss discovered that he was legally blonde. So
you keep saying blonde.
Sorry, legally
blind.
Legally blind.
I know it's a movie, slip of the tongue. I gotcha.
So Nixon, the barber, is legally blind, and the people that came back to Tony's barbershop complained that the haircuts were awful and that they were paying for poor service. So they did a little research. They found out that he was legally blind, and then he was awarded this $100,000 because they said even though he's legally blind, he can still see.
Right.
But you can't fire him for that.
You can't drive, but...
But here's the thing about it. It took multiple people for people to go, oh, yeah, hey, this guy might be blind. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you would think that people would have known the first time he cut someone's hair, maybe the guy couldn't see.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
but being legally blind is different than being totally blindfolded,
right,
which is what exactly we're going to do.
Mm-hmm. So we have some hair clippers in here. We have a blindfold. We have Anthony with an eye who's been growing out his hair for months, and we are going to cut it blindfold live on the radio and see if we can give you a pretty haircut.
Roy, why don't you go first?
Yeah, you go first. Okay. I don't want to be the first one. I've never used a pair of clippers.
I want a fade up to about here, and then I just want half an inch taken off the top.
Okay. Just be happy, Anthony, if he doesn't cut your scalp.
Right.
He's not going to cut my... I have faith in him.
All right, so we have a razor. We have a hair clipper, I guess we should call it.
I don't even know how to use this.
Roy, feel his head so that you know where it is. Okay, there you go.
I don't want too much off the top.
You got to turn the razor the other way.
I don't want too much off the top.
Oh, my God, I'm terrified. I don't even think that's the right way. He doesn't know how to use it either. Oh, my gosh.
And Roy's missing the head. There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you get any?
He's going right through the top, though. Anthony said he didn't want anything off the top.
Yeah, can we go on the side?
No, you have no hair on the side.
All right, I want to go next.
Dude, you got to lean it up. Like, you got to
lean it. I want it like Nicole's hair.
He's got to like, turn backwards.
Wait, I hear something.
Oh. Who bought these clippers?
Hold on.
Who bought these clippers?
There's a huge hole out of the top.
Like, my hair is very soft, and those things, like, stopped right in the middle of that.
There's a big gash. Now, he looks like Mr. T.
Isn't he holding the clippers upside down?
Yeah,
okay,
he's doing
let me
it
try.
Wrong, but it looks like
all right, Loran, I believe in you.
All right, here we go.
All right, Roy, get a look at what you did.
Oh, I did a massive hole.
Oh, wait, hold on. We need another guard on the bar.
Put another guard on here.
Yeah, we need one. She's trying to get the sides.
I'm trying to get the sides.
So this
here,
one.
Use this one.
What's a guard do?
How close you can get.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. Don't cut his ear.
You're going all the way up. That is not how you do a fade.
There's not going to be a fade. She's blindfolded, bro.
Isn't there a salon school downstairs?
Yeah, you guys can get out.
This is what people experienced at this barbershop.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
Am I bleeding?
Somebody tell me, why did
Nicole, guide her away from a bad spot.
Nicole, grab the microphone. Tell us what just happened.
You got two little patches that don't match the rest of the head.
Oh, good. Now, it looks like Loren... It looks like Loren's focusing on the back of the head, not the front.
I'm not going on a date for a while, so I guess that'll...
I think you're good over there.
Hopefully you brought a hat.
Loren is grabbing his full forehead and doing the sides.
No, I'm actually going over to my barber's house after this, so...
I don't want to get you...
Loren, be careful. Watch your finger.
I know. Well, I'm trying to put my thumb there so I don't cut
Loren, do the top. Go right from the front.
No.
Yes.
Right there.
Go deep. Loren, for somebody who's blindfolded, you're doing a pretty damn good job.
I know.
Let
me explain what just happened. There is now a bald spot going down the middle of his forehead.
A bald spot in the middle of my forehead?
Give it up for the blind barbers, Roy.
What is happening?